For your dreams to greatly influence you, for the future to pull you, your future must be well planned. There are two ways to face the future. One is with apprehension, the other with anticipation. Guess how many people face the future with apprehension? Why? They don't have it well designed. And without really thinking about it, they have probably bought someone else's view of how to live. You will face the future with anticipation when you have planned a future you can get excited about, when you have designed your future results in advance. In this way, the future will capture your imagination. It will exert an enormous influence on you. And to design your future, you must have goals. Well-defined goals are like a magnet. They pull you in their direction. And the better you have defined them, the better you have described them, the harder you work on them, the stronger they pull. And they pull you through all kinds of difficulties too. Without goals, it is easy to let life deteriorate to the point where you're just making a living. It is not difficult to get trapped by economic necessity and settle for existence rather than substance. We all have a choice. We can either make a living or design a life. Now we're going to take some time to actually start designing the next 10 years of your life. We're going to start setting your goals. Goal setting is one of the most important skills to develop if you want to design your future. I'm going to give you enough homework, not only to keep you busy for the rest of your life, but also to help you create the kind of life you may have always dreamed about living, but never believed possible. So let's get on with it. The sooner you exert the discipline, the sooner you will be enjoying the results. Once the results start to come, believe me, you won't mind the hard work and discipline it's going to take. Now, get a sheet of paper. And at the top of it, write the words, long-range goals. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to jot down the answers. If you don't have paper and pen handy, follow along with me now anyway, just listening. Then later, listen again when you can write down your ideas. After I've asked the questions, which is the first part of this exercise, you can stop the tape and work on your answers. Entitle this part of it now, Workshop. And under the workshop, I'm going to ask a series of questions, and it's going to serve as a model so that you can teach this to your children, you can teach it in classes, you can teach it anywhere. Under the workshop, now here's the first question. What five things have you already accomplished that you're proud of? Let's take some credit before we go to work on the future. We've accomplished some things in the past. Let's give ourselves credit for that. What five things have you already accomplished that you're proud of? So I want you to make a note of that question, and then I want you to do the exercise. Make a list of five things that you can think of that you've already accomplished that you're proud of. Next question. What do you want in the next 10 years? I want you to make a list of at least 50 items. Now, this is not what you think you can get. This is what you want. If everything fell into place and you could have anything you wanted in the next 10 years, what would that list be? Not something you think you can earn, not something you think you can buy, not something you think you can, you know, finally be so successful you can get. This is what would really do it for you the next 10 years. I want you to make this list. And here's the deal now. I want you to put each item one under the other. Not side by side, but one under the other. Just let your dreams, okay, run free here. Not what you think you can get, but what you want. If everything fell into place, you could have whatever you wanted the next 10 years, what would that be? Little things, major things, insignificant things, doesn't matter. Just make the list.
To help you get started with your list, consider these questions. What do I want to do? What do I want to see? What do I want to be? What do I want to have? Where do I want to go? And what would I like to share? Now, with these thought starter questions in mind, answer the basic question. What do I want within the next 1 to 10 years?
See how many things you can write down. At this point, don't take the time to describe in detail everything you want. This is the time for you to let your thoughts pour, to write fast, and to abbreviate. Make the list as long as you possibly can. Try to write down at least 50 items, 50 things you want within the next 1 to 10 years. These are long-range goals. Spend about 12 to 15 minutes on this. The key is to put everything on your list. Now, the key is to take it out of your head and put it on paper. You know, you can dream about what you want, but when you start committing it to paper, now it more formalizes. Information now starts to make a composite of an idea. And ideas can turn into hotels. Ideas can turn into enterprises. Ideas can turn into a fabulous career. We need the information. We need the stimulation. What experiences would you like to have in the next 10 years? Parachute out of an airplane? Star in a movie? Start a new family? Learn to play a musical instrument? Try a new sport? What do you want for your children? That's a whole list in itself. Education, places you want to take them. Some changes you'd like to make, some habits you'd like to drop, some new ones you'd like to acquire. You might make a list of the people you want to meet over the next 10 years. Benevolence goals. Maybe you've got a long list of projects you'd like to support. Now, this is not what you think you can do. This is what you'd really like to do. How about your investments? Properties. Make a list of your health goals. Got to have a good physical support system over the next 10 years. How healthy do you want to be? Some goals for your career, your business, some productivity goals. A hobby you'd like to start. New car. Become a race driver. What classes would you like to teach? Some of your goals should be personal development. The person you wish to become. Develop skills that make you attractive to the marketplace. Develop the temperament and the attitude that makes you attractive to the business world. Because here's what's important. It's not what you get that makes you valuable. It's what you become that makes you valuable. Okay, now we're going to do some things with this list. Here's the next exercise. I want you to look at each item on this list you've made and give each item a number. The number being a 1, 3, 5, or 10. And this is why. I want you to look at an item and say, I think that would take about 1 year. Another item, you say, I think that would take about 3 years. Another item, I think that would take 5. And another item, looks like that's going to take 10. Give each item now a number of what you think it might take to achieve that goal, a 1, a 3, a 5, or a 10. Just somewhere close, doesn't have to be exact. That's about a 1, that's about a 3-year goal, that's about a 5-year goal, that's about a 10-year goal. Now, as soon as you've given each item a number, I want you to now go through and count them. How many 1s, how many 3s, how many 5s, how many 10s? And then just make a little list of those numbers. How many 1s, 3s, 5s, 10s?
When you're finished entering your time frames, there should be a fairly balanced distribution of all your goals. If there are many 1 and 3-year objectives, but only a few in the 10-year category, maybe you need to think more about what you really want your life to add up to. What kind of life you really want to build over the long run. But if there's a preponderance of 10-year goals and relatively few of the shorter-term variety, this may be an indication that you're putting things off, that you're focused too much on where you'll be at the end of the day and not enough on what you can accomplish right now. Keep working on your list, adding and subtracting goals with various time frames, until you've created a more or less even distribution. Now comes the really challenging and interesting part. So far, you've just been adding things to the list, but now it's time to start making some selections. Now you're going to start asking yourself what's really important compared to what might just be sort of fun. Choose four goals from each of the four time frames, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, and 10 year. Now you have 16 separate goals. So far, you've only referred to them in shorthand fashion, but now you're going to start seeing them very, very clearly in your mind's eye. You're going to see each goal just as if it were being realized this very minute. And you're going to write down a detailed description of exactly what you see. Do you intend to open a handmade furniture store in 3 years? What will the store look like from the street out front? Will there be gold leaf lettering on the windows? Or will there be a sign hanging over the door instead? How many square feet will the store contain? Will there be a showroom area for the furniture in front and a workspace in back? Or will the furniture be built at a different location? Do you intend to have any employees, or will you run the business entirely by yourself? Think of all the questions that need to be answered in order to see your goal with absolute clarity. And then write the information down in a notebook or on a piece of paper. That will become one of your most important personal possessions. But that's not all. Any goal is a powerful motivator only if there's a powerful reason behind it. Write down your reasons for wanting each goal in the same degree of detail that you use to write your descriptions. If you can't find a clear and convincing reason for each of your 16 goals, do some serious reevaluating. You may have more whims or pipe dreams than real goals, and now is the time to make that discovery. Keep working on your list until you have 16 clearly envisioned, strongly motivating, long-term goals.
When the why gets big, powerful, strong, how seems to be so much easier. Without a strong enough why, the how seems to be too difficult almost to accomplish. Say, how do you manage your time? Hey, if you had strong and powerful enough goals, you'd figure out how to manage your time. You'd get a book on the subject. You know, you'd do something to manage your time if it was worth it. If it's not worth it, you know, why would you bother studying the art of managing your time if it really doesn't matter? But if it really mattered in the accomplishment of your goals and why you wish to accomplish them, see, you can do anything. You can get up any hour, read any book, take any class, make any change, develop any skill, do any discipline. I mean, you can do it all. When this how and the why, or when the why starts to grow, the how gets simple. Maybe one of your goals was to have a $1 million home on the hill overlooking Snake River Valley. That'd be a good goal, a $1 million home. Here's the next question. What for? What for? I mean, a house is a house is a house with bricks and wood and walls and roof. The key, yes, $1 million home, that'd be wonderful, but what for? So now jot this down. Purpose is stronger than object. The object would be the house, and that'll pull. That's a worthy goal to go for, the object of the house. But here's a stronger goal, the purpose for the $1 million home. So if you got that line, it's one of my best for the whole day. Purpose is stronger than object. It's okay to have plenty of objects to go for on your goal list. But always keep asking yourself the question, and sometimes it's good to just write it out. Here's why I want this money. Here's why I want this place. Here's why. And you start developing those reasons. And I'm telling you now, this starts to become incredibly powerful. Okay. Now, here's the next exercise. I want you to look now at the whole list that you've written and the exercises we've done. Now I want you to answer this question. What kind of person must I become to achieve all I want? Now we've got two things working. What you become helps you to achieve, and what you achieve helps you to become. And the more you become, the more you can achieve, and the more you achieve, the more you can become. Who knows which affects the other the most? Your concept of the person you think you must become to achieve what you want. This is time for a little truth here. Maybe you need to become much wiser than you are at the moment. You need to become stronger. You need to have better health. Maybe you need a little coaching to really become the person I want to become. To be the influence you want to be, you got to build an incredible reputation. What kind of person must I be to attract all that I want in my life and the people that I want and the opportunities that I want?
You may find that some of your goals you thought at first glance were important are not important after all. Do some reflecting, refining, and revising. The point is, right now, try to have approximately 4 1-year, 3-year, 5-year, and 10-year goals that you truly believe in, that inspire you, that you've sold yourself on. When these goals and the reasons you want to obtain them are each clearly described in a brief paragraph, transfer this information to a journal or some type of notebook that you can carry with you easily and refer to often. It's essential to set aside some time every week to review all of your goals, to rearrange them, redo them, restructure them, to add goals, or to tear up the whole list and start over. Goal setting is not something you do just once. It's a continual process. Also, you must constantly check your progress toward your goals. You don't want to fall too far behind on, or worse, lose sight of, your important goals. Now, just as important as your long-range goals are your short-range goals. Your goals for tomorrow, next week, next month, 6 months from now. These are goals you can accomplish within the next year, the immediate future. We call these goals confidence builders. When you work hard, burn the midnight oil, and accomplish these little things, it builds your confidence to go for your long-range goals. Write down in your notebook or journal all the little things you would like to have or accomplish in the next year. How you set up this list is up to you. You might want to break it down by week or by month. Set it up in whatever way works well for you. Part of the fun of having a list is being able to check off something as obtained or completed. Every week, try to check off at least one thing on your list of short-term goals. And when you are able to check off something major, something on your list of long-range goals, celebrate. Make winning joyful. Congratulate yourself. It is very important to celebrate progress. We grow from two experiences. One is the joy of winning, and the other is the pain of losing. Here's what that also means. Make losing painful. Put it on yourself. If you set something up, fooled around, didn't pull it off, put it on yourself. And get around people who will help in this area. Hey, don't join an easy crowd. Go where the expectations are high, where the pressure to perform is high. It's how we grow.
Review what you've written at times, and keep track of your progress toward these objectives. Above all, persevere. Goal setting is a very important first step, but goal achievement is a continuous, lifelong process. That's what makes it so challenging. That's also why it's so extremely rewarding to finally attain your long-term goals.